While state officials debate the best regulatory framework for medical marijuana in Florida, a more practical challenge may be on the horizon. The current list of doctors may not be enough to meet the demand of an expanding pool of patients. I'm Nick Evans. Over the next few months, lawmakers, health officials, and, of course, potential investors will jockey for position in a changing medical marijuana landscape. They'll debate policy questions like local control, the definition of debilitating conditions, and what qualifications are necessary for caregivers. But another group is looking for changes where the rubber meets the road, the doctor's office.
As far as the three-month relationship requirement, I have a real problem with this. Just yesterday, I had a patient come in who is terminal, might have, if she's lucky, 2 months to live. And I have to look her in the face and say, I have something that I think can help you, but I can't give it to you.
Mark Hashem, a Central Florida anesthesiologist, is speaking to a panel of state senators. Instead of waiting to establish a 90-day relationship with a patient as current regulations require, Hashem wants to work more like a specialist, making treatment recommendations in concert with a primary care doctor.
So my proposal would be to allow the qualified physicians to order this for the qualified patients based on receiving medical information from their practitioners on their diagnosis.
The newest figures from the Department of Health put the pool of patients at slightly more than 1,700. But attorney Colin Rupnarine says that number could explode as patients eligible under Amendment 2 join the market.
I've seen some very large numbers, anywhere from, it's going to jump from, you know, you're looking at maybe 600,000. You're looking at, you know, well over a million patients. I don't think anyone's really quantified that. But it's going to be tremendous. There's going to be a massive uptake. So can the number of doctors who are currently registered handle it? Probably not.
Right now, there are only 387 qualified physicians. That number will continue to grow, and Rupnarine believes health officials and lawmakers will take steps to deal with a potential bottleneck. But he says complying with the amendment is a tall order.
Merely saying go and promulgate regulations, it's like someone saying go build a car.
As officials search for a policy prescription, the market is already moving. In Tallahassee, Joe Dorn has opened up a small medical marijuana practice. He started out as medical director for Sotera Therapeutics, one of the state's seven dispensing organizations, but he left to start working directly with patients.
We had patients calling daily, numerous patients looking for physicians, and so I stepped back and said, well, maybe what I'm supposed to be doing is actually doing direct patient care again, which is what I've been doing for years, and so I decided to open my own practice.
Dorn says medical marijuana reform in Florida has found its impetus in consumers rather than physicians, and he believes the state could have millions of eligible patients when everything is said and done. If Dorn's right, the demand could encourage more doctors to follow his lead and jump into patient-facing practice. The question will be if they can keep pace. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.